Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my show. This is talking about Rod Little, who has just been summoned to the great big studio in the sky, aged 66. A very notable presence, very unmistakable voice on radio, on television, with that distinctive baritone, somewhat tight at the back, not quite euphonious, but unique. Rod Little, dead at 66. Well, I didn't see that one coming. I mean, I thought it was in the rudest of health. So a fairly tall man, quite upright, ebullient, energetic, acerbic, combative, overly opinionated, and so forth. Born on Fool's Day, 1960, but perhaps that's why he never suffered fools gladly. Now, I'd a clash with myself, but only online, in these online fora, talking about the Kenneth genocide in Gaza, of which he was a great enthusiast, and saying, how dare a Jew defend himself? Obviously, Israel illegally occupying Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and launching wars of aggression against Iran, attacking people in the United Arab Emirates, in Tunisia, elsewhere. The murders of thousands of civilians in the last 3 years alone show this is patently not self-defense. But Rod Little was never one to let facts or logic get in the way of his screeds. There we go. He won't be missed by everybody. I know he was certainly not universally liked. So a well-known broadcaster, provocateur, opinion former, columnist, and newspaper editor, editor of various political commentary shows. So author of things like Too Beautiful for You, The Best of Rod Little, which is a collection of some of his journalistic scribblings, Love Will Destroy Everything, and then perhaps the most notable, Selfish Whining Monkeys, which is partly autobiography, but is also an analysis of how the United Kingdom and more broadly Western society became navel-gazing and self-pitying and loathsome. Okay, he presented The New Fundamentalist. I remember watching that over 20 years ago, which is a critique of Christian evangelicals. And Tony Blair was allowing him to run schools. And it pointed out how one boy was suspended from school for smoking when he wasn't even in school at the time. And Rod Little said that the Church of England is sometimes cozy, comfy, harmless. And even he feels a foot in the door. But he doesn't want these absolutely maniacal headbangers running schools and providing this miseducation, ascientific gibberish, say that evolution is false and so on. But actually, that totalitarian and draconian attitude to tobacco, that's actually become mainstream now. But more about Rod Little. Moreover, he produced the program The Trouble with Atheism. You might think that's surprising coming for him, and saying how atheists are conceited. Atheists are just cocksure, and they just will not abide people who disagree with them. And another one, immigration is a time bomb. Now, many of this might seem to be rather surprising for a man of the left, and indeed at one stage is the far left. So born in Kent, one of the few people to move from southern England to northern England as a child in those days. And he wrote for a number of publications, The Spectator, which of course is a small C conservative publication, middle brow with a very small readership. The Sun, which was the major tabloid. The Guardian. He was editor of the Today programme for a while. The Sunday Times. He started out on the South Wales Echo. This was just a tabloid there based in Cardiff. So it came from Kent, moved to Middlesbrough, and had a faintly mixed up accent. It was more Southern English, but there were sort of Northern English cadences in his accent. Couldn't quite be quite so easily geolocated. So after school, he began working for the South Wales Echo on news. Later on, he went to the London School of Economics to do, was it sociology, when he was well into his 20s. And his real break came in 1998 when he became editor of the Today programme, a programme that Michael Gove edited, I think a bit earlier than that. And then his star hire was Andrew Gilligan. So when he dropped out of Cambridge, became an outstanding investigative journalist and exposed a lot of things about the intelligence dossier used to justify the liberation of Iraq in 2003, things like that. But anyway, Lidl led the program to new heights. The Today program won a whole slew of rewards and things like that. What else was I going to point out? So I remember he got in trouble in 2002 when he said, "You may have forgotten why I voted Labour in 1997, but the public schools that laid on coaches to bring people to protest to try and save hunting with hounds." So he reviled the Countryside Alliance. So many people didn't realise he thought that animals had rights, as there were no responsibilities. That was it. It was a sort of a breach of the BBC's charter, political neutrality and things like that. So that he was being very partial and so forth. Anyway, so yeah, he was a bit of a man of the left. He'd worked for the Labour Party in the 1980s. He campaigned for them. He used to be a full-on punk in the very 80s. And he said he must have put off so many voters by dressing up as a punk like that. He was always very dressed down. And I remember that TV programme he used to present. I used to watch it around 2000, him and Kate Silverton. Apparently the two didn't get on. She's a real looker, they're very tall. Wear those glasses that you just couldn't see without them. But yeah, Rod Lidl, yeah, so many fascinating programs. So he interviewed Nick Griffin, who was leader of the British National Party, widely regarded as being a white supremacist political party. And Rod Lidl, he made a lot of statements that were racist himself. A lot of people said what he did was sexist as well, and so on, and saying, "Would you shag Harriet Harman?" Was then deputy leader of the Labour Party, the woman had just said that Labour ought to forbid men to stand for the leadership ever again, and so on. Calling Muslims savages and so forth, calling black people savages. So, and then he also correctly said that the suspects for the murder of Stephen Lawrence couldn't have a fair trial because everybody tried for it. Actually, one of them hadn't, but the other one couldn't have a fair trial, and so forth. So, wow. He said a lot of people pretended to be disabled when they weren't, which is definitely correct. So he had friends across the spectrum like James Dellingpole, that's a right-wing contrarian anti-environmentalist, said that Nelson Mandela was overly adulated and things like that. So his opinions were not completely predictable, certainly. What else would I point out? So, yeah, he'd been in the Socialist Workers Party, which is a far-left party. Suppose I won't hold him against that. He was a schoolboy when he was in that party. He can move on. And so he really turned against the Labour Party that he'd been very active in the 1980s. And he proposed the very controversial notion that viewing child pornography should not be a crime. Well, the thing is, there's a saying that looking at an image, any image, no matter what that image is, shouldn't be a crime. All right, but there's a person, there's a human being in that image, and this child, he, she is being mistreated. And the age of consent is 18, or whatever, to be in pornography while the person's 17, you might say that doesn't make a big difference. But what about a really young child, like a prepubescent child? He, she has been abused, and these images will lead to people committing sex crimes against children. Well, I'm afraid that I cannot concur with Rod Lidl on that one. So he's in the Social Democratic Party in 2019 because when the SDP and the Liberals merged from the Liberal Democrats, a small faction of the SDP refused to do so. So the SDP is still going. It's absolutely tiny. It says we shouldn't be into identity politics. Is Eurosceptic? It's quite surprising. Anyway, so he stood for Parliament in 2024 without success. No surprise there then. So he married in 2004. He already had two children with that woman. But only just after they married, he moved out of her with her, and then he took up with this 22-year-old who was half his age. We're going to say, wow, what a guy, so jealous and so on. So he and his ex-wife, Rachel Royce, had a running battle in the columns of various newspapers, and they were bombarding each other with insults and so on. And indeed, he admitted under caution to assaulting his girlfriend when she was 20 weeks pregnant. So a rather disgraceful man in many ways, but he was different. And I listened to his voice as many times. Well, I suppose never a dull moment. Can say that for Rod Lidl, though in some ways he was evil.